NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shoreman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 9th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Getting started in this noon hour of classical music with the Prague Symphonia under conductor Christian Benda, with an overture in B-flat major, written by Franz Schubert. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I'm Jeff Watson. Happy to be with you as classical music continues here in the afternoon hours. We've got, coming up a little bit later, a dash of music of Rossini, a flute and harp performance of a short andante with variations, and Joshua Bell with the Royal Philharmonic for Sarasate's Zigona Weissa, or Gypsy Airs. That'll be a little bit later this noon hour. Thanks for being on hand here on a Monday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, presenting A Celebration of Souls, Day of the Dead in Southern Mexico. The exhibit features photography of the Oaxacan Memorial Holiday, opens October 4th. Information at explorenoto.org. It's Mozart as we continue. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra is here, led by Sir Charles McCarris, and with them pianist John O'Connor, for one of the Mozart piano concertos. This one, apparently written in the spring of 1784. It was during this time that it said that Mozart kept a starling bird, and the final movement of this piano concerto was a little variation on some of the trilling it used to do. Piano Concerto No. 17, next on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, the 17th Piano Concerto from 1784, performed by the Scottish Chamber Orchestra led by Sir Charles McCarris, along with pianist John O'Connor, on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 12:43, and in just a few minutes, the Royal Philharmonic and violinist Joshua Bell with a passionate performance of the Gypsy Airs, or Zigona Weissa, by Pablo de Sarasate. We'll hear that in, as I say, just about 5 minutes' time. Support for Kansas Public Radio today comes from Duane and Terry Townley, former Kansas residents now of Midland, Michigan, on Duane's birthday. Happy birthday to Duane, born in El Dorado, Kansas, from everyone here at the station, and many thanks for ensuring that public broadcasting will be here to stay for your grandchildren and ours. This next recording is of flutist Barbara Todd and harpist Natalia Taven-Labens, with a few notes by Rossini. This is a short duet, an andante with variations, here on KPR. Andante with variations. Music by Rossini, played by flutist Barbara Todd and harpist Natalia Taven-Labens on Kansas Public Radio. We have about 10 minutes until the top of the hour and NPR News with an update of headlines. Friday night at Liberty Hall, we have our next Cinema Go-Go, and this one's an early Halloween treat with two classic monster movies, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman and Dr. X. The doors open up at 6:30 p.m., and tickets will be available at the door. All the details are at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. And Kansas City PBS, taking an in-depth look at the issues with area newsmakers and journalists on Week in Review, Fridays at 7:30 p.m. More information at kansascitypbs.com. Up next, conductor Andrew Litton and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, who are joined by violinist Joshua Bell, for music by the great Spanish violinist and composer Pablo de Sarasate, and music he created in 1878 with a few borrowed Hungarian folk melodies. They call this Zigonaweisse, or Gypsy Airs, on Kansas Public Radio. Zigonaweisse, or Gypsy Airs, from Spanish violinist and composer Pablo de Sarasate, played today by Joshua Bell and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Just about 1 p.m. and NPR News on the way. Join us in the next hour for the masterpiece of French composer Édouard Lalo, the Symphonie Espagnole, also for violin and orchestra. Support for classical music comes from the Kansas Health Foundation, helping organizations and individuals confront complex issues to make progress on health rankings in Kansas. Learn more at kansashealth.org. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Election, get closer to your vote.
Listen for election coverage here at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. K210 CR in Atchison. And K258BT in Manhattan. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Tim Walz. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Known as Danza Triste, or Spanish Dance No. 10, from composer Enrique Granados. Salvador Brotons was conductor of the City of Barcelona Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio to get things started in our 1 o'clock hour of music. An hour that is not quite done with Spanish-themed music. We have work by French composer Édouard Lalo and something that is considered to be his masterpiece. In the last hour, we listened to music by Pablo de Sarasate, and what we'll hear later was created specifically for Sarasate in 1874. Thought by some at some different times to be a so-called Spanish symphony, it's actually more of a violin concerto known as the Symphonie Espagnole. We'll hear the Royal Philharmonic and violinist Anna Kiko Myers with that performance at about 15 minutes from now, here on a Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Voices of Women performing Florence Price's Symphony No. 1 in E Minor, Saturday evening at Plymouth Congregational Church. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. Next we have with us the Borodin Trio, but it's music by Beethoven that we'll hear. Some of the earliest music of Beethoven that you can find. Beethoven didn't publish his first official Opus 1 until the year of 1795, and those were a set of piano trios. However, there's some music from a few years earlier, from 1792, a set of variations for piano trio written very likely in practice for the first music that he would publish. 14 variations for piano trio in E flat major, put on for us by the Borodin Trio, next on KPR. There, music by Beethoven. Some of his earliest music, as a matter of fact, that was written in 1792. Beethoven was a little over 20 years old. 14 variations for piano trio in E flat major, played by the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 1:26, and at the top of the hour news from NPR, we've got classical music till 3 this afternoon. Then later on tonight, classical music resumes at 7 p.m. with your host, Destiny. There's something fishy in tonight's evening of classical music, getting started at 7 p.m. Find out what it is when you tune in. Plus, we bid farewell to September with a fantastic suite of folk songs of the Four Seasons by Rayfon Williams. Classical Music with Destiny gets started tonight at 7 p.m. and then from 8 to 9, Classics Live, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Classical Music comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. And the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hotel Elsinore, Wednesday evening, October 16th. A play with weary travelers, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. And now we arrive with some music by a great French composer of the late 19th century. Music by Édouard Lalot. Not the most prolific of composers to ever live. He didn't have an enormous quantity of music, but what he lacked in quantity he more than made up for in quality and sheer brilliance. He was writing music during a time when Spanish-sounding or Spanish-themed music was in great vogue in Parisian musical societies, and in 1874 he created this for the violinist Pablo de Sarasate, a so-called Spanish symphony, or more accurately described as a Spanish-themed violin concerto. Symphony Español, played here by the Royal Philharmonic, led by Jesús López Cobos and violinist Ana Kiko Myers, on KPR. The masterpiece of French composer Édouard Lalot from 1874, Symphony Espagnole for violin and orchestra, composed back in the day for the great violinist Pablo de Sarasate, played this afternoon by Ana Kiko Myers and the Royal Philharmonic, led by Jesús López Cobos on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. It's about time for NPR News. Stay with us for our next hour of classical music that'll bring us one of the symphonic poems by Franz Liszt. You're listening to KPR.
That Israeli commandos are now in southern Lebanon, and there are indications Israel may send more forces in. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There you had the National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by David Atherton, with an interlude from the poem De l'amour et de la mer by French composer Ernest Chausson, the poem of love and the sea, here on Kansas Public Radio, where classical music continues until 3 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson, glad to be with you for the duration of the afternoon. The North German Radio Symphony Orchestra is going to join us later, and we'll hear the famous Czech Suite by Antonín Dvořák, as well as a beautiful sonatina for flute and piano, all just ahead of us during classical music on a Monday afternoon. We're glad you could stop by. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. We proceed with the London Philharmonic for a symphonic poem from the middle 19th century, one that musically illustrates the concepts of imprisonment, pain, hope, and, at the final, triumph. Music based on the Greek legend of Prometheus by Franz Liszt, who wrote this in 1850, a symphonic poem based on the Greek tragedy. Prometheus, played by the London Philharmonic, led by Bernard Haitink, on Kansas Public Radio. Created in 1850 by Franz Liszt, the composer's fifth symphonic poem, known as Prometheus, performed for us by the London Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Bernard Haitink, on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:22. We're a little over 10 minutes away from a recording of the North German Radio Symphony and the Czech Suite by Antonín Dvořák Listen for that a bit later down the line here on Classical Music on KPR on a Monday afternoon. Support for KPR today comes from Dwayne and Terry Townley, former Kansas residents now of Midland, Michigan, on Dwayne's birthday. Happy birthday to Dwayne, born in El Dorado, Kansas, from everyone here at the station, and many thanks for ensuring the public broadcasting will be here to stay for your grandchildren and ours. Here at the KU campus at the moment, it is 83 degrees. Today's high should fetch up around 87 with sunny skies. For tonight, clear with a low of 57, and for tomorrow, sunny skies, a bit cooler, with temperatures around 72. We have something for you next from a 20th century composer named Jack Delano, who sounds as American as they come and did indeed live here most of his life, but he was a Ukrainian immigrant, born in 1914. His family came to the United States in the 20s. And Delano himself became an accomplished photographer for the Works Progress Administration Fund during the 1930s. He would also found a television production company. He was a cartoonist, a poet, a movie maker, a professor, an architectural engineer, and on top of all of that, also a composer who made good use of Puerto Rican folk material. We'll listen to a sonatina he wrote for flute and piano, played by Sue Ellen Hirschman and David Whitten at the keyboard, on KPR. A sonatina for flute and piano by composer Jack Delano, played by flutist Sue Ellen Hirschman, with pianist David Whitten on Kansas Public Radio. 2:35 is the time at 3 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News. Tomorrow night, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will take the stage in New York for the first and only vice presidential debate of this election season, and KPR will bring you live special coverage with context and analysis from NPR political reporters. Hear live coverage of the vice presidential debate tomorrow night at 8 p.m. here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music and their original compositions, located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, KC. Information at greenladylounge.com. We have music for you next by Antonin Dvorak, something written in 1879. Prior to that, Dvorak had had great success with his serenades for both strings and winds, and he wanted to write something else of the same formal disposition, this time incorporating folk dances of his homeland. We'll hear the Czech Suite, with John Elliott Gardner leading the North German Radio Symphony on KPR. And so ends the Czech Suite, written in 1879 by Antonín Dvořák, played today by the North German Radio Symphony under conductor John Elliott Gardner on Kansas Public Radio. Where the time is about 3 p.m., all things considered from NPR News just ahead. Later on tonight, classical music resumes with your host Destiny. Joining you tonight at 7 p.m., I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me on a Monday afternoon for the classics. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the Wall Street Journal's Jerry Seib and former Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, Thursday at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.